Alan, A-L-A-N, Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S, 123-17. Chief complaint, diarrhea, number one. Number two, feeling puny. You know how to spell that? P-U-N-E-Y. What? Next number, diarrhea. Next number is not feeling well. Our patient is a five-year-old young man who was seen with the flu at a different provider's office. After he was tested for the flu, had flu A, subsequently was placed on Tamiflu, subsequently after that developed diarrhea, and then they gave him Imodium, which is only had one dose today, and since he had the dose, he hasn't had any diarrhea. He's alert, he's awake, he's able to move around without any difficulty, he doesn't have any meningitis, does not appear to be septic. Also, his temperature is 99.9. Childhood immunization, up to date. Allergen, none. Lives with mom and dad under social, no smoking exposure. Medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative medication, Tylenol, Motrin, and Tamiflu. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 55 pounds, 99%, 99.9, 16, 92. Heart positive 1, positive 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, non tender, TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Skin shows good turgor. Mucosa is not dry, and he has been urinating all day. Number one, flu A. Number two, he may stop the Tamiflu at the end of the day today. Number three, diarrhea most likely related to Tamiflu. Number four, he does have huge lymph nodes in his neck. For this reason, I'm going to put him on Keflex 250 TID. Next number, avoid Amoxil in case there's any signs of mono present. That's my name. And to avoid developing a rash. Next number, come back in 24 hours. Next number, finally discuss with mom. Next number, again, does not appear to be septic. Next number, has medication for diarrhea, but I told them against, I advised them against using too much Imodium AD because it can cause constipation and other issues. Next numbers, we talked about BRAT diet before leaving the office and pushing popsicles at home for hydration. Thank you.